Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in heaven smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drinks is on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mansell. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. My co-host Larry Duncan has the day off. He's probably doing something that has something to do with real estate today. Larry is doing something that has to do with real estate. We're excited for him. He just joined real estate maybe about a couple months ago, so he's on the go with that. But he will be joining us in the next upcoming weeks. Welcome to episode 30. This is Asset versus Liability. Welcome back to the show. We just dropped 1 2 weeks ago. Really excited about the podcast and the future it holds. We just started this podcast maybe like a year and a half ago. We're up to 31 episodes. Really, really excited. Thanks for you guys that's been listening to the podcast and staying with us for the last year and a half. A lot of you guys have been following us and just being loyal fans and subscribers and just sticking with us. And I see a lot of you guys in the local stores and Kroger's, or rather I'm in the bar or Kroger's or anywhere in town, you saying hello and say how much you listen to the podcast. So we appreciate you guys with the support and everything that you guys been doing. Keep on listening. Keep on staying focused and motivated, and keep having our back, and we're going to have you guys back. Just jumping into the episode 30. This episode is called Asset versus Liability. Asset versus Liability. This is a topic I've been wanting to touch on for the last week or so. Really, really excited today to join. Today is Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. It just started spring break. Really, really excited about the weather. Spring is here. I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. In 26 days, I'll be back in Las Vegas, Nevada. Anybody that knows me knows that I went to Las Vegas, Nevada last summer. It was my first time. The first day I was down there, I fell in love with it, and I'm going back. So I should have been back down there. This would have been my third time, but last summer, late in July, I had to cancel due to a family situation, but I'm glad I did. Everything worked out that way. But I'm going to head back to Las Vegas, Nevada for the next 5 or 6 days and about 26 days to enjoy a vacation just to get away from Kentucky, just to go on the other side of the country for a while. Almost 2,000 miles I'll be away over on the other side of the country, just to get away and just to clear my head and from the work grind and just to see just to see a different scenery, the palm trees, the weather over there. I love the weather over there. So we're really excited about that. But just jumping into the episode, like I said, asset versus liability. There's a lot that I've been wanting to touch on when it comes to this topic. There's a lot of people I noticed like in the last couple of years that's been in my life that's been assets. But when they see that you're doing good or you're doing just as good as them, and you want them to win, and they want you to win. Well, at least you think they want you to win, but they want to be doing better than you, and everything turns out to be a liability. So I just don't understand. What I don't get is, and I'm just not talking about just in my story in general, is if we all stick together as a group or as a unit, or we get a team and we just work for each other. That's what an asset is. Somebody who can help you. Somebody who provides information for you. Somebody who wants to help you. Somebody who wants to see you win in life. Not a liability. liability is somebody that you cannot trust. A liability is somebody you cannot, you just can't hold them accountable for anything. Either they're lazy, they're sloppy, or they're not on their stuff. So I want to be, what I want to touch on this project and this podcast today is, what I want to touch on is, if you're going to be out there listening to this podcast, I hope a lot of people listen to this. I got a feeling a lot of people will. I feel real good about this podcast today is, if you have a lot of assets, people around you, look at the people around you today. Look at the people around you. Here's my challenge to you guys. Look at the people around you. Ask yourself, how many people do you have that's an asset in your life? When I'm talking about people around you, I'm talking about your friends, your coworkers, your family, anybody that you're around on a daily basis, anybody you talk to on a week-to-week basis or 2 weeks week-to basis, anybody that you're around, and sit there and just ask yourself, who is an asset and who is a liability? Who is helping you get to where you want to go, and who is not helping you? Who is supporting you and who is not supporting you? Who wants to see you win and who doesn't want to see you win? That's the difference between an asset and a liability. So for instance, I know for me, I got a few people in my corner, and including my co-host Larry Duncan. I know he wants to see me win. I know I got a few friends that listen to my podcast and they've been on the show, and a few family members. I know they want to see me win. Because they stay listening to the podcast and they stay in tune in my life and everything that I have going on. So that's the people I want to be around, you know, friends, families, some coworkers, you know, people, you know, even like we got a couple associates, people that I barely know. It seems like the people that you barely know, like the associates, they want to see you, a stranger wants to see you win more than anybody. So we got to understand as a in general, as a community, we got to understand what's the difference between an asset and a liability. A liability is nothing but a person that's gonna hurt you in the long run. A person that does not have your best interests. That's what a liability is. And quite frankly, I don't want no liabilities around me. I just don't. So I gotta have assets. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel stress free. I want people around me that knows what they're doing, knows what they're talking about. Who's gonna pump me up when I'm down? Who's gonna tell me no? Don't go that way. Go this way. Trust me on this. I want trust in this. I want honesty. I want loyalty. That is what an asset is versus a liability. Now, when we go into the other side of a liability, obviously a liability is somebody you cannot trust. Somebody you cannot put your word into. Somebody that you have a good feeling about, but you know deep down it ain't no good for you. That's what a liability is. So if you're starting a business out there, y'all know I do a lot of motivational, inspiration type of things. If you're starting a business out there and you need a team, and you need a team of five, and you know who your assets is, and just because you got friends that's been there for you, but ain't never really supported your brand or what you got going on, does not mean that they're an asset. Obviously y'all know what asset is. You want people around in your corner that's gonna be assets, not liabilities. Forget the friendship because you know them for like 10 years or 20 years. Forget that. They're supposed to make you go to the top, not to the bottom. You ain't trying to be mediocre. We're not trying to be mediocre. So that's what this podcast is about today. Asset versus liabilities. Asset versus liability. This is a topic that too many people don't want to talk about. This is a topic enough people don't talk about. So I thought that I bring it to the audience today and talk about asset versus liability. When you look at LeBron James, when he went to Cleveland, he went to Miami, what does he do? He gets players around him that he knows that can help him. He wants assets. He does not look for liability people. And if he does get people that don't want to do their job, don't want to pull their weight, don't want to step up, don't want to step up into a leadership role or a defensive role, what does he do? He calls them a liability and he gets them traded off. Prime example, LeBron James. But LeBron James is notorious for getting great assets around him to make himself better as a teammate, not as a teammate, to win championships. He gets people around him. Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, he gets the best players around him. He's getting people around him that he knows who's going to put him in position, is going to put the team in position to win. Now, do you want to be put in position to win, or you want to be put in position to lose? I know for me, I'm going to be in position to win. So whatever it takes in my life, anything that I have going on, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get somebody, to get people in my corner in position to win for me. I want people that who are winners. I want people to have like a long track record of winning. I want people who are smart around me. I want people who know what they're doing, who has experience. I don't want no liabilities, people who lack the knowledge of this, or people don't have no type of experience. People say they know how to do something, they don't know what they're doing. That's what liability, you want your trust into this. I put my trust into a lot of people right now. I put my trust into a lot of people, what I got going on as an entrepreneur. And I got a guy that I work with, and I got a couple guys that I work with and behind the scenes, and these guys are great people, and I put my whole trust into him. Ever since I met him and I told him what I wanted to do with this entrepreneur stuff, and I told him my focus, and I told him me and him had the same vision. He sees what I see. He wanted to go as far as I'm going. And since I've been working with this guy, nothing but the best has been happening. Nothing but the best. He promised me that he could take me to the next level. He has. That's the type of people that I want to be around. I want people to be around people that have assets. And that's the type of people that you should want to be around. People who are an asset, not a liability. So stop bringing these people in that's been your friends for a long time, or your family members for a long time. I'm not saying that family and friends cannot be an asset. I'm saying stop bringing in the people that just because you feel sorry for them and you think they can help you, but you know damn well they ain't going to be able to help you. When you look at a person, pay attention. I hope everybody's listening to this. When you look at a person, watch what they do. Watch their Instagram. Watch their Snapchat. Watch what do they stand for? Do they stand for hard work? Do they stand for dedication? Do they stand for inspiration? Do they have motivation? Do they do whatever it takes? Are they a leadership? Do they have a lot of leadership goals? Are they a chosen winner? Pay attention to people. Pay attention. All you gotta do is watch people. That's gonna tell you who they are. I know if a person watching, they're gonna see hard work and dedication. They're gonna see motivation. They're gonna see inspiration. I know they're gonna see that in me. They know I'm gonna do whatever it takes. They know I'm gonna do whatever it takes. They know I'm gonna challenge everybody. They know that if it's 30 people in a tournament, they know that they hear that my name's in there. They know I got a chance of winning because my worth at that, because I want it. So pay attention to people. Pay attention to people around you. You can tell somebody's lazy. Pay attention. Talk to them. See what they talk about See what they do with their lives. Even if they're working a 9-to-5, see what they talk about. Talk about their future. See if they're trying to set themselves up for the next 5 to 10 years financially. They're going to tell you about a person. If a person just wants to sit around and just chill all day, you're going to know that. If a person wants to keep investing in their money and putting it in bonds and doing cryptocurrency and all that type of stuff and investments and all that, you're going to know that about that person. If a person is full of hard work and dedication, you're going to know that about that person. So pay attention to people around you. Just because they're a family member or a friend or a coworker don't mean they can be an asset. Everybody's not going to be an asset in your life. Some people are liabilities. Pay attention to their work ethic. Watch how they do things. Watch what they stand for. Look what time they get up in the morning. Pay attention to everything. this is a topic we really want to focus on. Like I said, Larry, my co-host, if you're just joining into the show or just listening in, or you're going to be skipping through this just to catch up, my co-host Larry Duncan has the day off. Larry's been doing real estate for the last 2 or 3 months. We're really excited for him in the city of Bowling Green. He's now a real estate agent. He just retired from his computer technology job of 23 to 24 years. And we're really proud of him and excited for him. And we wish the best for him. But he'll be joining with us in the next upcoming weeks for another podcast show. But like I said, if you just joined into this, we're talking about assets and liabilities. Either you're going to be an asset or you're going to be a liability. If I want to help somebody, somebody brings me onto their team and they say, hey, I need to be around people like you. I look at them as they're saying that they want to be an asset. It's a female that I've been friends with for the last 2 years. She does a video creator. She's a video creator and she has a big name in Bowling Green. She does really well. She wrote me yesterday and she's like, man, listen, I like your hustle. I like your motivation, your inspiration. And she said, I want to sit down. I want to be friends, and I want to connect, and I want to sit down and talk to you. I want to pick your brain, and I just want to sit down and just chat it up, and I want to be friends because I need people around me that's gonna motivate me to do better. And you know what? I seen that in her too. So we're gonna eat lunch this weekend. Me and her gonna meet up, and we're gonna sit down, and it's gonna be a couple more people. We want to be around people that's willing to do whatever it takes. If you ain't willing to do whatever it takes, this is not for you. This podcast is for motivational purposes only. Motivational purposes only. Yes, it is an everyday life, everyday situation podcast. But the main thing it knocks is marketing and motivational purposes only. If you come on this podcast, you got to get motivated. If you want to listen to this podcast, you will be motivated. So, back to assets and liability. Like I said, now if you got family members that you know that can help you, you got friends that you know that can help you be great assets. They might have went to school for this, and they, another one might have been to school for this. And you're trying to start this business. Bring those people along, your team. Set those people up with your team and help them too. This asset versus liability is not a game. Asset versus liability is not a game. Like I said earlier, you know if somebody is serious about being an asset. All you gotta do is pay attention and watch people. See what they talk about for the next 5-10 years. That'll tell you what their life is gonna be like. They'll tell you, just get around somebody. They talk about money, they talk about motivation, they talk about inspiration, they talk about, you're gonna know what type of person you're dealing with. Life is not all about money. I'm not saying that. Life is not all about motivation or inspiration, but what I'm saying is you're gonna get a good feel about how a person's life is gonna be. I promise you. If they just wanna go to the mall all day and they just wanna chill and go to the bars all day, that's who they are. That's who they are. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But for a person like me, that I can't do that. I cannot do that. I'm too inspired. I think too much about things. Larry thinks too much about things. I want to be ahead of the game. I'm always thinking about this. I'm always thinking how can I get ahead of this game? How can I get ahead of this game? I'm 10 steps ahead of everybody. I can guarantee you. When somebody think that I'm lacking, I ain't never lacking. I think too much. I've always been like this all my life. I'm never lacking. So it's a lot of you guys out there that's in the same boat. You're never lacking. You know you think a lot. You know you did. You're motivated. You know you're inspirated. You know that you want to go far in life. You know that you know that you want this. You know that you want this. But there's some people holding you back right now that's liabilities. So my challenge is for you guys is if you know somebody holding you, I don't care if it's the ex-boyfriend that's sitting on your couch. And he ain't got nowhere to go. I don't care if it's a family member or a friend. You keep feeling sorry for them. What about you? It's time to step up. A lot of people say they want to change, but they keep on doing the same old thing. All you got to do is change. You say you want this, show us that you want, show yourself that you want this. Show yourself that you want this. I'm telling you, when you listen to this podcast, if we don't get you motivated, we don't get you inspired, we don't get you all the people that come on the show that's successful, then this ain't the podcast for you. This podcast is for motivational purposes only, to motivate. We are serious business with this podcast. We do not play. Like I said earlier, it's about to be spring. I think it's pretty much spring. The weather is nice outside. Still a little chilly at night, but kind of, you know, warm throughout the day and a little windy. But like I told you guys, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll be looking forward to doing the episode out there. Going to be out there for vacation for like 5 days. Really, really excited. I stayed at the MGM Grand, one of the top 10 hotels and second biggest hotel in the world. I stayed there last summer. I'm thinking I'm going to stay there again, maybe, or I might be switching to something else, but they got so many amazing hotels up there. But we'll see what happens. I'm really excited for my break, and I just need to get away, and I just need to get my head clear. I feel good about everything, and life's good right now, and I hope you guys go on vacation, because I know it's a lot of people are, college kids are in spring break right now in Panama City. I know a lot of them are in Fort Lauderdale, a lot of Miami Beach, a lot of my childhood friends, a lot of my guys that went to high school, met John Harden, a lot of them are going to Miami soon, and I wish the best for them, and have a safe trip, and I should be on that trip with them. But I had some stuff come up late, and I ended up going to Vegas. But I'm the next trip, I will be with the guys. But they're going to be safe out there in Miami, and I wish them the best. They're going to have a lot of fun out there. And if you're going somewhere this summer, I got some friends that's going to Phoenix. And some friends that's going to Chicago and Atlanta. Everybody's going traveling somewhere. If you got the money and you're saving, get out this year, man. It's been 2 years. Since we've been going through this corona and this COVID-19, get out this summer. Don't just stick around in Kentucky or Tennessee or wherever you're from. Get out and enjoy your life, man. Life is short, man. Life is short, and there ain't no way I'm going to let it hold me back. But this is a topic we just want to talk about, just jumping right back to it, asset and liabilities. Look around today. Look around. Or take this week. Take this week and look around. Look around you. Look at your friends. Look at your family members. Look at your coworkers. Look at your associates, your neighbors. And ask yourself, is he a liability? Is she a liability? Or is he or she an asset? Just ask yourself. You're going to find the answer. You're going to know. You're going to know in the first 10 minutes. Find out who these people are. Find out a little bit. You'll find out a little bit more about yourself. And if you got to let them go, ain't nothing wrong with that. Because in life, you have to move on. We all have had to move on from something that we didn't really want to move on from in life. But you have to move on sometimes. I just want to say to all the fans, subscribers out there, man, we love you guys, and you guys have been doing a wonderful job, and we keep listening to us. Y'all keeping this podcast going for the past year and a half, 2 years. We're really excited about the podcast. We got a lot of new faces and new friends and amazing people coming on the show, and there's still some people that we're supposed to have on the show up until a year ago. We ain't got on the show yet, but we'll be reaching out to those people. And we're excited about it, and we're excited about it. We love you guys, and we hope you guys got our back and we got yours, and we're going to keep on putting the podcast out every 2 to 3 weeks and keep staying motivated. And like I said, find out if a person's an asset or a liability in your life. If they're an asset, you keep them around. If they're a liability, let them go. And God will replace you with another asset. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. I'm Antonio Mountzel. Again, Larry Duncan has a night off. He'll be joining us in the next upcoming weeks. You listen to Stay 100 Podcast. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Love you all.